the sensitivity of the heart. Alright, so do well to listen. And listen good. Alright. So the sensitivity of the heart. Is that clear? When someone who has been in ministry before you is talking, when someone who has been in ministry ahead of you is talking, you do well to listen. Do well to listen. You don't get wiser when you talk. You get wiser when you listen. Exactly. You don't get wiser when you talk. You get wiser when you listen. So you learn to listen well. You know how to listen to God. You want to know how to listen to God well. What do you do? Huh? You don't know how to listen to God well. What do? You know how to listen to man. Many have lost it. Many are in error today because they don't know how to listen. You just don't know how to listen. You must learn to know how to listen. Is that clear? Alright? Because it's very vital to know that the heart is a place for ministry. The heart is a place for ministry. If you kneel down in worship, I mean you kneel, go on your knees and worship, and your heart is not kneeling, you will rebel. You will just rebel, won't you? You know, there are some people when they see, pastor, everything is, yes sir, pastor. Pastor, sometimes, sometimes, just a party of sir. Do you want to do it, sir? Or should I, sir? You know? I'm not saying that's wrong. Of course, it's good. It's good. It shows you honor. But then, there's some folks that do that, and then, immediately you just turn your back. They curse you. Curse does not mean, when you're that point, that's not the curse, I mean, they literally go against what you just said. What you just, maybe an instruction you just gave. Hallelujah. So that kind of person is not honoring with his heart. Our honor is not from him. What to do with the sensitivity of the heart? Our hearts are sensitive. Hallelujah. Sensitivity of the heart. So, because the heart must be ready for the work of ministry, or in the work of ministry, the heart must always be ready. One of the signs of a backslider. So say, Pastor, is there a backslider in the new covenant? We are in the new covenant, there's nothing like backslider. Anybody can backslide, let me tell you. How many of you know anybody can backslide? How many of you actually know that anybody can backslide? Yeah, anybody. Okay, how many of you have seen Christians who were once fervent, and they are no more fervent? They were once fervent. Pray, go to church, evangelize. Probably they are even evangelized to you that you ran away from. You know, there used to be a brother when I was younger. Brother Johnson, if I see shadow, I will run. Your shadow. Because I know that it's going to take 1 hour. At least Sunday evening, I will run to the next street. Because my dad has already given him permission to take us to fellowship. From 5 to 6. Or 6 to 7, I can't remember. So, once it's just around 4:30, I fix this. I just want to fix something else. That place. I'll return 7:30. I can go and play ball. Just because I know that brother. But all of a sudden, he didn't come again. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, I was too young to understand what I was just happy. Just happy. And then of course, later I got to know why he didn't come again. It was quite disappointing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, anybody can backslide? What does backslide mean? It simply means backslide now. To stop doing what you used to do. What you used to do with all reverence and awe. You then stop. So one of the ways you know how fervent you are as a child of God, one of the ways you know how fervent you are is how earthly things turn your life around. Alright? You should know how earthly things turn your life around. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'll tell you probably 2-3 things that you must never let them affect how you serve God. Number one, one of the very earthly things that you must never allow into your heart is age. Is that clear? Age. Imagine someone walking in here now. You just say, it's just young folks now. Let me go out. Have you bothered to ask what they are doing? I can attend a young church that is a young pastor. Oh, Methuselah should be your pastor. Oh, hey now. He lived in Iran 29. I think it's sufficient to be your pastor. And that means Jesus will never pastor. He died 33. Hallelujah. Age. Jesus Christ was 30, right? He was only 30. And the folks who got healed
and blessed by his ministries. Most of them were older. Most of them were older. History has it that some of his disciples, quite a number of his disciples were actually older than he was. Quite a number of them. Hallelujah. But they didn't have age affect them. Timothy in the Bible, when he became what we refer to as the bishop of the church in Ephesus, the overseer of the church in Ephesus, when he became that, history has that he was just 17. Some other historian said he was just 20. Which is which? 17, 20. But then he was the pastor in charge of a city. Timothy, 17. Pastor in charge of Ephesus, the entire Ephesus. All the fellowships of churches in Ephesus, he was the pastor. 17. But the truth is, that had nothing to do with what he was doing. That age has nothing. It has no bearing to do with the call of God. You must never let age. You're older than yourself, and so what? So what? You should be the one teaching there. If you know what to teach. He said, but I know what to teach now. You know what pastor has taught us already. That's the one that you call my leader. I was the senior in secondary. Sorry, who cares? The same you that the usher has you to sit down here. He said, no, I can't. This is where I want to sit. Because he's younger. You that don't have just finished secondary school. The same you go to the embassy. I have done the airport before. I have been to the airport before. You've traveled out of the country before. Ah. Okay. And I ask you, remove your belt. You want to search? You know? A governor. There was a video like, a governor, a Nigerian governor. Over there, Atlanta, Georgia. Airport. He removed his belt. Remove it like, governor. You have, those ones don't care. They don't care if you are the governor or you are the prime minister. Hallelujah. You don't allow age to affect you in the work of ministry. The moment it affects you, you are a small boy. You know, have old babies. Hallelujah. Age. What are we talking about again? The sensitivity of the heart. Right? Number two, that you must never let it affect you in the work of ministry. Your position. Your position must never affect you. They must never. You know, there's some people who used to serve the Lord so well before you got a job. So well. But before you got promoted to be the Minister of Finance of Nigeria, you used to serve God diligently. But then the minute you got the job, immediately you became the manager, you became the BM. Is that not your own? You became the BM or you became the, what other BM, what would be the next? Area manager, area boy. Or you became the general manager of a company. You became the COO, that's chief operating officer. You became the moment you everything just changed. Let me say this. In case I forget. So that I don't forget. Write it down. It's not with what I want to say, but let me say, write it down. Nobody abandons the work of ministry to come back to it and remains the same. Oftentimes they never do. They never come back. Are you listening to me? It's a devilish plan to tell you in your mind that you will come back. Oftentimes they never do. Don't abandon the work of ministry. For instance, a very cherished but dear brother that I used to respect of a recent just told me that he just wants to take a break. He just wants to take a break. He said, dear pastor, I said, yes. He said, something. He said, I'm actually just tired. I'm fed up. I said, fed up of Jesus? He said, no. He said, all this, go to church, do evangelism. I just want to take a break. I just need a break. I just need a breath of fresh air. I told him, you know. This is someone that knows. I said, you know that fresh air is what you see for all your life. You know it. You'll never come back. I'm young, but I've seen it happen again and again. I said, I've been in ministry for quite a while. Praise God. Never come back. Praise God. So, you know, when you used to serve the Lord when you were in university? Hey, don't go there. When were you in university? Of course, it's easy to serve the Lord when you're entering on 311. Is that a matric number? It's easy. You still receive money from home? They sell it 5K in a week. You see, people like us are like that now. You still receive money from home? You receive salary, right? Yeah. They say, this is your weekly allowance. When last did I see that? Hallelujah. I'm just trying to remember. Is this, you have to worry, you don't have to worry, sometimes they even buy one pizza for you. I'm lucky if I see someone buy one pizza for me. But, born to God. Die bitterly. Praise God. Nobody cares what you're doing. It's easy. You have nothing to do than to write the exam. Say, when we're in the university, we used to shout bra bra for the Lord. So what happened now? Moses have passed away. Never let your position. So even if they just get out of the university, they graduate, and then they receive just small money, chickeny money. If you don't receive 2 million naira per month here, you don't have 20 million naira, let me start with that. You don't have any reason to act big. Because those who even receive that don't have to be. I remember a story person was telling us one time, we were just talking, and then he said, he was in the airport with someone, a business colleague, and they saw just a very rich man, a very world-class man, and then he just finished transacting business with him, and what he had in his briefcase was $300 million. And he did not abuse anybody. There was a queue, he stayed on the queue. Some of you had that $300 million. You see your pastor, the chief. Now we there yet? 300. But the man, he just stayed on the queue. As the queue was moving, those who have, don't ask it. So you just receive your first salary. And everything changed. It's changing you. Money is changing you. Hallelujah. I remember another story. Pastor, one guy said, he was not there. He was telling the story of, he was told. Of how the conference for professionals in ministry, you know, this not like who goes full men, like professionals in ministry. So they met at Ghana, and so the convener, there was no much space. So they had to share two people would share one mattress. And so this brother was paired with another roommate, and then just in the room, the other roommate may wake up very early in the morning, fetch water for both of them to bath. Then this brother would say, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You'll be uplifted. Of course, the brother needs upliftment. He's always on shorts, round neck. But this guy is a big guy. He's a manager for a multinational company in Nigeria. You know what that means? A multinational company in Nigeria, you're the manager. Those of you that don't even know what multinational means, just calm down. You know? And so, you say, God bless you. I promise you something. So that went on and on and on. Of course, he prayed. Of course, there are some things that you must have said to the man that you didn't tell us. Then, at the end of the conference, as they were going, so he told the man, he prayed together, they wanted the same card. And so, he gave the man his card. He said, just call me anytime. When you get to Nigeria, call me. So, gave him the card as the manager for the multinational company of course, in the entire Nigeria. So, the other guy gave him his car. Unfortunately, they work for the same company. But this other guy is the vice president of the company on international level. And he just finished saying, bless you. Just bless me. Bless me. Say, bless me, sir. He said, who should bless me? Say, bless me. Forget everything I have said, sir. Ha, you are fetching water for me, sir. You know, imagine this fellow is the vice president for over 120 countries. He's the vice president. Which Nigeria included? You are just the manager in charge of Nigeria. So I'm very sorry, sir. I can fetch all the water you fetch back. The man said, no, I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. Never let position. So when you get somewhere, they already know. They already know where you work.
Are you familiar with Aliko Dangote Group of Companies?
I'm the HR, national level. We don't need it. How those things affect how you serve the Lord shows how carnal or how fervent you are.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Some of us, we misbehave. We misbehave because of positions. Positions that many have been through and they are not acting it. They have even surpassed it. Some of us Christians, we disgrace ourselves. Imagine a Christian, do you know how much is in my bank account? Because he got in a heated argument with some. Do you know how much is my bank account? Who are you? Who are you?
I don't know how to fight like that. Two parents in my body now.
What? Yeah. Your mother was having another one. Who are you? No, who you are? Say, who you are? Now I say, who are me? Who are?
So we just ended up calling the two children, who you are.
Who are me? Who are me? Who are me? He said, who you are? What? This is another time. When my dad is coming, I said, don't worry, I'm okay, yeah. You can go. Hallelujah. You know, imagine Christians saying that. You know who you know why, huh? Not because they want to say who they are in Christ. That's not what they want to say. You know what I control? You know what I say? It shows how carnal you are. And then you just see an unbeliever walking. Okay, who are you? How much do you have? I have 1,800,000 in my account. Give a check of 2,000,000. Keep the change. You have just disgraced yourself. Someone without the Holy Ghost. See the way he humiliated you. Praise God. If you became the managing director and you were in usher, you should usher better. Are you listening to me? You were in usher before you became, then you became managing, you should usher better. God became a man and he served men. Pride only shows you are a baby Christian. Is that clear? The minute position can enter your head, it's a proof that you are a baby Christian. The minute position can enter your head. I remember someone telling us a story of, someone came to church, to the Saint Covenant Church, the former venue, and then he was coming out of the church, and he said, I'm asking for Pastor Chris. He asked him, which Chris? There are many Chris in this world now. There's Gautier, there's Oyakhilome, and there's also, the which of the Chris? I'm asking for Chris Onoinga. He said, okay, go ahead. He said, no, I want to see Pastor Chris Onoinga. That's the person I came for. I came all the way. He told the person, go inside, you see? And he walked away. And then, later, the protocol is now brought in to... I'm sorry, sir. Keep quiet. You are an hypocrite. Christians don't behave that way. Christians don't treat other Christians less. Praise God. You don't feel adult in your forms in school, do you? They ask you, what's your age? You say adult. Is that what you're doing? You want to apply for visa? In your international passport, is it adult that is there? No. Yeah, you come to church, they give you membership for. What's your age? Adult. Praise God. So you come to church and you start from big man. You see them in prayer group. Then everybody will hold you, hold you another person. We pray for each other for 4 hours. Then form emoji. Sablakado. Stebele. Sato kati kapa kaka. You know anybody. And you cannot cast out a fly from someone's life. If you see the demon, you will have got to Kaduna before you know it. Sapato. Kalu. Kapa. Kada. Praise God. Don't let positions enter your heart. In no way. At all. Are you listening to me this evening? Let me warn you. I want to give a stern warning. If you leave this meeting, or you're a member of the church, or you listen to me well, and you respect any man of God because he has a private jet, you are a fool. Say with me, I am a fool. If I respect any man of God because he has a private jet. See, this one is like, if you respect any pastor because he has a large congregation, you are a bigger fool. A bigger one. You say, yeah, you know, not many behind him. Four said this, they know they had like 5,000. So what? If that's what you make you respect the pastor, what will you do to the Pope? You worship the Pope. The Pope is the pastor of all the Catholics, right? You know how many Catholics are there in this world? You don't want to try. Praise God. So you don't allow positions enter your head. Is that clear? When you are a member of a local church, when you get into church, every other thing stays outside. Positions must not meddle with your head. You don't respect any man of God because he has a jet. You respect pastors because they hold on to the integrity of the word. Is that clear? Hallelujah. How many of you have you seen me respect someone because he has a large congregation? You see me? Did that before? You never. I really don't give a hoot about how many people attend your services. I don't give a hoot about how many websites you have or about how big your cathedral is. I don't give a hoot. Sometimes I just laugh at you. Because that day will be funny. Hey. The last day. It will be funny. Who know true riches. It will be very funny. Those who have amassed all the wealth of this world. On the last day, they will not be able to spend it. As believers, they will be absent with us. And the money will stay on the earth. Oh, you don't think so? All the money are piling up. The wealth of the unjust is laid up for the righteous. He run you. That the righteous come and inherit. He run you. If you leave your money, we mix our Lord of glory. You have left your own money for them. Oh, you don't think so? We know true riches. He said, in our church, we have 3D display all around the auditorium. He said, it's 150,000 capacity seats. Feeling me? Youngicho said, they took Youngicho around. He said, I don't know if it's Youngicho. It was an Asian pastor. They took him around the church. He said, okay. He said, this is our toilet. This is a children's toilet. This is a youth toilet. This is for the adult. Was seen to say what? Only toilet? You guys come to? You guys come to church? You mean do this? He said, okay. He said, this is the auditorium. This is the stage. It's allowed for. I said, you showed me the things that can be done without the Holy Ghost. And you showed me what the Holy Ghost is doing. And then he kept quiet. Of course, they will always keep quiet. Give me that drone, I didn't make him out of toilet. Toilet. Hallelujah. You must never let positions affect you. Is that clear? The minute I see a minister boasting about those things, I lose my respect for him. Immediately. You know what I'm saying? I can never be poor! And how can you, as a minister, say that? You are saying it in the very front of the people that are giving it to you. These are the people that have of honor that are giving to you. And you are saying in front of them that you can never be poor? I heard the pastor say one day, we built this cathedral without owing any debt. And one of the people, some of the people that gave, actually took loans. You would not know. And you say you don't owe debt. You are owing. You must never let position, material acquisition, affect your service to God. You must never. Or, here Paul says, I for... Now that I'm finishing my missionary journey, we have the largest church in Thessalonica. In Corinth, we have the largest baptismal pool. Hallelujah! You must never let position enter your heart. Finally, you must never let material acquisition or material things enter your heart. Material things. Money is not evil. It only exposes evil people. It only exposes people. It exposes people and their plans all the while. You see a brother, you see that brother is so humble. See, he gets a job. Wait now. Wait till he gets a well-paying job. And I say, Oh, that Felix is humble. Ah! Hallelujah. You know, some people say, see the kind of car he drives. Did you see that brother? This is when he came to church. He came late. Brother came late. See, you see the car? Did you hear the, So if you glorify the one who bought the car, what will you do when you meet the person that made the car? You should go to Toyota and say, I worship you in spirit and in truth. I worship you with all my heart. That's what you should sing to Toyota. If you can glorify the person that bought it, what the person that is now making it in millions? Praise God. You must never let it enter your heart. Sensitivity of the heart. Praise God. Say with me, material things, they don't enter my heart. They stay in my pocket. They stay in my account, but not in my heart. I guide my heart. I guide my heart. My age, status, position, acquisition, don't rule my heart. Just let you tell yourself that often. I say it often. Often. That's why I will never look at any of my church members with what you are or what you don't have. I will never relate to you based on what you are. I will never. I love every member of the Glorious House Church the same way. Those who give willingly, those who don't, that they run you, school bad, they won't give to their pastor. It doesn't matter to me. I still love you. When I'm at TFC, where do you want to push you to? Praise God. You must never let it enter your heart. They stay in my pocket, I spend it, but not in my heart. Because the heart is the place for ministry. It's easy now to say all these things that we just said. Because, of course, you're in 300 level. Allowance is 300. Your matric number is 1122. The moment you get your first paycheck. Hallelujah. You say, tongues will now change. Before this, You know, the church said, we are praying for pastor.
Oh, la, la. Zobababa.
You pray in tongues 30 seconds. You say, thank you, Lord. 1 minute.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. I glorify your name. I glorify your name.
Don't put that.
I glorify your name and glory. You are worthy. I am one with the Father. Tolubu Barak.
Barak, the 100 key. You are one with the Father. So, what should Solomon say? I am the Father. Solomon just said, I am the Father. He had, or what should be Jesus saying? I am God.
I am one with the Father. Glory, glory, glory.
Those things, let me say, when we set our hearts on them, they draw us back in ministry. You cannot now win souls like before.
That was when I didn't have a job.
No, you should win this. You should win souls more. Hallelujah. Now that you got that job, you should win souls more. The moment your job, what you have in your account, your position, your age is affecting how you serve God. Trouble is looming. Those things where we set our heart on them, they cause weariness in our service to the Lord. Your prayer life did not get affected by any demon. No. It got affected from your heart. If anything will change your passion for souls, it will be your heart. Some of you don't have one disciple, one, that you teach God's word, that you are preached to and you teach God's word. Oh, let your come. I have a ministry in my life. Where is the ministry that is your life? You say you love Jesus. You don't. Mark my words. You don't. The same gospel that the apostles died for. You want the ministry in my life? Yes, man. That some people shed their blood for. Not only Jesus' blood was shed. James was beheaded for this same gospel. James, Stephen, was stoned for this same thing. Paul was stoned quite a number of times. A Bible passage called for this same thing. You now don't have one disciple. One. Hey, you come. Ha. Put it around here. Shame. Shame. You're just learning the word. I'm still learning the word. So when will you stop? You know you're not going to stop learning the word. So when will you now start discipling? Now that you are still learning the word. Oh, you plan. So some people just come to churches and then they come to do IT. Some people come just stay around. Say, let me just learn one or two things. So after 6 months of staying in a local church, they go and start their own center. It's not just, who we are in Christ? Who are we? Who are me? Glory, glory! Better than my eyes, they see! Better than my ears, they hear! I can see! I can hear! I can... When you're now done with that, how are Dale? That your eyes that can see, you will now see very well. You think when they say attacks, you think it's play. You think it's play. Try pastoring. Try. Praise God. So, your passion for souls will not get easy from your heart. It's not a demon that is affecting you. There, I just don't know which demon. Which demon just speaks to my ear every time. It's a lie. Everything is from your heart. So the one will say in Proverbs 4:23, they guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence. From therein flows the issue. From out of it flows the issue of life. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Sometimes we judge Christians with all these things, money and all. You know, a very bad Christian can be rich. Can be very stinkily rich. In fact, you won't be stinkily rich. God just be a bad Christian. The time for evangelism, you'll be at work. Making dough, like you call it. Time for prayer rally, like a business meeting. You know you'll be rich, but you're a carnal Christian. You are rich, but you're not bringing joy to Jesus. You are rich, materially, but you are poor spiritually. You are rich. Sometimes you just judge it. A pastor around 2014, 2015, a dear man of God had an issue with divorce. And the media was on uproar. Hey, he's a man of God! You know, a good Christian can have issues with marriage. Many men of God had it, including John Wesley. Many. But what if the sister was pretending and then you now got married? Why didn't the man of God know? Okay, what if she was not pretending and then the sensitivity of her heart dropped after marriage? Pastor. The wife would just wake up and say, hey, you're not liking ministry more than me, Abby. That's what the wife of a dear man of God said to him. You're just going to preach. You don't have time for me again, Abby. I will ensure that ministry does not prosper. He said. I will do everything, as long as I'm alive, I will do everything to ensure that ministry does not prosper. Ah! Olabade, where do we start from? Yeah, we pass all. Mom is you. So good Christians can have bad marriages. And a bad Christian can have good marriage. Can't just know how to lie to the wife. He has side chicks, not only side chicks, he has open tab. He has just open tab, no repetitive lies. I'm just come to the main tab. This weird ice cream, what's me an ice cream with this? Ice cream. Yeah, but who should I be? Good marriage. They don't have fight. Praise God. We must never judge a Christian with those things. Paul called marriage worldliness. Jesus said the same thing. Jesus said it's the thing of this world. You know that all about money. Sometimes you just need to watch your heart. Everything you are thinking every day. Boo, bae, boo, boo, bae. You don't have, you can't boast of 10 people that you have led to Christ and they are standing firm and they are preaching the gospel. You can't boast. You are thinking of marriage. You are not worth marrying now. If you cannot do that in your single days, is it when you are now breastfeeding? That you are babysitting? That was good. That's why you are sent to the world. That's why you got born again. No one babysit. Ah. You should think now. Think now. Hallelujah. You are saved. You are called to babysit. That's your ministry. Ah. If the devil is appointed in you, the devil that does not want you to do, say, you are a canard. You are canard. You are more canard than me. Canard means born of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Don't say, Pastor, I have a challenge. Okay? You have a challenge. Say, but it's so much that I cannot pray. Say, so why are you not telling me? You cannot pray. And you are telling me, so who am I? A challenge that I cannot tell God in prayer. You are telling me, so what would I do? So sometimes you just get overwhelmed. You say, I have a challenge. Who does not have? Oh, because I'm preaching to you every Sunday and Thursday. And I smile. And I say, blessed am I. And I rejoice. You think the person is telling you, always calling you for prayer, change. Always say, how are you doing now? I said, you think they don't have challenges? You say, everything is just going smooth for pastor. Amen. They cannot even pray. But you have done more than I can do. You cannot pray. Your challenge has gotten past me. The challenge that you cannot pray about. The challenge that... I thought when you have a challenge, that's when you should pray. Right? Abby? That's more reason why you should pray. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. But in all things, prayer and supplication. Make your request known unto God. Philippians 4:6. Hallelujah. James 5:13. If any man be afflicted, let him pray. The challenge is an affliction. Pray. Praise God. That's the reason why you should pray. You can't pray. It means you are so worldly. Let's see, and yet, the same thing here is in some churches today on the pulpit. It's not just about prayer. Brethren, you sometimes need to think things through. You need to think things through. You need to think. You hear that all over the pulpit. So check your heart. Check the things that govern your heart. Look at Naaman. Naaman. He had leprosy. And went to Elisha. Of course, with convoys. Escort. With the general. Naaman 1, Naaman 2, Naaman 3, Naaman 4, Naaman 5, Naaman 6. Then the one with that he is inside. Since black, all back, no plate number. Elisha said, don't even let them enter the gate. Oh. I'm not ready to see anybody. He came all the way from... Shh. Ah, you know Gehazi now. Ah, ah, pastor. Ah. That place he came from. Elisha said, I don't want to see. What should you now do now? Go and wash in Jordan 7 times. They went to Naaman. The prophet said he doesn't want to see you. You mean a whole general? He's like a... Oh, what's the name of the senator now? Alright. Coming to church here. And I said, don't let me enter. Just stay outside. I'll send Ogi to come and talk to you. Whatever you want to ask her. And I go upstairs and I'm watching television. Ah, you know some of you are so carnal. Because, hey, pastor, this is our breakthrough. Pastor, you don't want us to leave this venue. Pastor, this man will give us, pastor. Auditorium, the kind of auditorium you like. We'll floor it, pastor. That's what just happened. They let him go and wash in Jordan. Naaman was like, did you tell him that Jordan is dirty? He hasn't said, he knows. He knows he's dirty. No, Elijah doesn't go and wash in Radisson Blue, Ecotia, Fourth One, Sherrilton. He didn't say anything. Jordan, that dirty river. He has his point, he says 7 times. It is once, you can just close eyes and do it. 7. Yeah, I'm very sure his escort, should we bring sanitizer? Sunny. Sometimes you bath, you get to water 7 times, you're saying sanitizer. It isn't in jacuzzi. In Jordan. Sometimes, all you need, sometimes your money cannot help you. He had all the money. All his money did not cure him. Just simple obedience. I guide my heart diligently. Diligently. 2 Corinthians 8. 2 Corinthians 8. Let's see how this will take us. 2 Corinthians 8. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. 2 Corinthians 8. The background of this story is that the church in the church in Macedonia, they gave, and they are giving, they were poor, but they were still giving. Hallelujah. They were giving to churches that were in need. You know, it's the opposite, and Paul calls that the grace of God. It's almost like what some pastors preach today, by saying, those who are rich are those that are enjoying the grace of God. This church, they were poor, and they were giving, and Paul called that the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, they had economic crisis, but then they were still giving to other churches who had needs. Thank you, Jesus. So, verse 5. 7 Corinthians 8:5. That's not what we're talking about today. Let's read verse 5 together. Where to go? And these they did, not as we expected, but first, they gave their own selves to the Lord, and to us, by the will of God. They gave themselves. So before they gave the first money, they gave themselves. They gave themselves. Their lives have been given. Many of us are giving our money. We are giving our time. Just because they are readily available. I can say that. Just because they are readily available. When you didn't have a job, what else? You belong to all the departments in the church. You are in music team. You are in works. You are in protocol. You are in where again? Assembly. You are in media. You are everywhere. But you are in department of those that don't have department. Hallelujah. You see, it is a great thing. With passion to serve the Lord, it is a great thing. Brother, to serve the Lord, it is a great thing. Serve the Lord, work in the light of God. Oh, so I work. Work. You don't have a job. You. Say, who watched church on Sunday? Say, I am available. I'm available. I am. Who will go and buy the gen? Pastor, why are you asking again? Don't let anybody speak my reward. But the day you go job, even the department you belong to, you can't find your name. Some of you. Thank you. Alright. The minute you got a job, or the minute marriage sets in, just go married. It's as though, some of you is not even marriage. A guy just told you, I love you. And your life turned around. Just, I love you. And your life never remained the same. Never have you cried when your pastor rebuked you. Oh, I'm so cool. Love me. Pastor, you can't be sad. This love is deep. Are you okay? Your cell leader rebuked you. You are doing like this. You know, sometimes the attitude you give in rebuke is more than the rebuke. Let me tell you, when I rebuke someone, I am not even about to, if you correct them. I want to see that attitude. Me. Sometimes I just want to see how you react. Alright, sir. Praise God. Are you threatening us? Yes. Yes. Hey guy, hey. Hallelujah. You see some people, they go to the cinema. The guy in Nida, they redeem the light. The guy in Nida, they just say yes, just yes. He say yes, and you start crying. Your sense should tell you that any guy that takes you to the cinema is an actor. He's acting. Oh my God, I'm here. You know what I do? Then I go and pray. You are crying. You are saying yes. You are crying. You are crying and you're laughing. Wish, wish. I said yes. You know, it's so stupid. And then the very night, go to Facebook. I said yes today. And you wonder why marriage is crashed. You wonder why? You go take my badura. I said yes today. Soon to be Mrs. You are unintelligent, both in the natural and spiritual. You are very unintelligent. You must have seen the way things work out. You should have noticed the way things work. even amongst unbelievers. That should have taught you a lesson.
Praise God.
Guy says he say yes, and usually you say yes. He just says say yes, like an utterance. Like an instruction from you. Say yes. And he says say yes. Ah. And then we preach after 1 hour, 30 minutes. I've labored in retreat. And I say, how many of you will do this for church? You see, I will think about it. I will pray about it. Then he says yes. Yeah, okay. And we've told you about the essence of giving, about how are you look at us, how are you body, how are you, I say, want to get a bed? How many of us are willing to give 100,000? I'll pray about it. And the guy didn't even spend 2 minutes in exhortation. Just to say yes.
Hallelujah. So he says they gave themselves. They gave themselves. So you give yourself first. That's the place of consecration. You give yourself first. And that one of the things you give yourself to is prayer. Sometimes when weariness sets in, it's time to pray. It shows that you have not been praying. It shows that you have not been praying. What is consecration? Consecration means it is not easy, but I'm pulling on. No, sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy to combine your jobs. It's not easy to run from the highlands and run here. No, many moments, let me just say this. Pastor Rinka said this very long time ago. And I think he said the last of ECC. The moment you give it a reason, the moment you are pitied for your service, you have received your reward. The moment you are pitied, I'm just coming from Kinikom, and I still made it to service. And I say, oh, pele. Ha! That's the reward. I'm serious, man. That is the reward. You are never going to get a reward for that thing again. So the best thing is to keep mute about the things that you are sacrificing. Are you listening to me? Sometimes you don't want to let people know. No! Sometimes you don't even affect me. Because you're not the only one. You just need to be in other people's shoes. You know how long they run. Hallelujah. Just step in their shoes. You know that your own sacrifice is small. Hallelujah. So give yourself first. Consecration. So when you come to prayer. You must learn to pray. I trust my mom. I grew up knowing a praying Christian. Sometimes you just wake up in the midnight, you start hearing, oh wow, badwa. Ah, the mom is off again. Sometimes we go to bed night, she'll pray from that night till the next morning, 7, and she start cooking for us to go to school. I grew up with that kind of thing. You know that I will not pray. Ah, umulaje. He said, He said, everything is done. Done. It is done. It is finished. Glory. You will be finished. When they are done with you, someone had to pray. One time, call me to pray for someone. So I said, let's pray together. I said, you pray. And then he was like, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Because it's done. I was holding him like this. Yeah, because it's done, it's finished, glory to God, we have to receive our. And it was just, I said, you are done. I said, now we'll pray. That's thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not prayer. Have you heard of supplication before? Then yes, we will supplicate now. Jesus, Paul says, pray with thanksgiving, not in thanksgiving. And you will pray, then with thanksgiving. Not that you will pray in thanksgiving. He said, that was not a fermented prayer, that is fermentation. We will pray now. Prayer is called labor. Jesus prayed, his blood came out, he went, we thank you. Thank you, God. Okay, we thank you. You must learn to pray. Some people cannot fast. One time we called a brother, we were fasting, we called him, we got not. Epa! Brother, he said, yes. Are you kidding me? No,
you have caught me.
I got you.
Epa.
Anybody done? Back in those days. Me, I was struggling. It's because I was hungry and I was always tempted to eat fish. And guys, I came to your own house that we'll be sharing together. But I didn't get money from freelance. Freelance, you never even said the devil. You know, he's in the deliberately. So don't bully, that's me. So it's not that, yeah, but already I'm in trouble. But you didn't know how well. I invited him for believers meeting. He should be gone. Hallelujah. Hey, but you didn't know where? Hey, Mbepa. It's not easy. Emojis. He said, it's just water. He said, the sugar, bro. He said, just water. So, in fact, you stay inside shower, you start drinking the water. Say, glory. You worship. Hallelujah. You can't fast. He said, it is done. Ah. So, it is done. When Jesus said, it is finished, what he was saying is that don't fast. Don't pray again. It is done. Don't fast.
Praise God.
They gave themselves first to the Lord. You must learn to yield yourself. Before yielding your money, yield yourself to the Lord. That's what we see an example in the church of Macedonia. They gave themselves, 2 Corinthians 8:5. They gave themselves to the Lord. That is the genuine giving your life to Christ. Giving your life to Christ is not salvation. In salvation, you accepted the life of Christ. We have taught that. In salvation, you accepted the life of Christ. Is that clear? We who are once dead in trespasses, we are now raised together with him. So what happened in salvation is that you are raised. You didn't give your life. You didn't have any life. You accepted the life of Christ. But giving your life to Christ is service. That means you're now serving God. That means all your life, your entire being, emotions, you have given it to him. See, without giving your life in prayer, study, following the leading of the Spirit, fasting, ministry will be a struggle to you without doing those things. Without giving your life. Fasting will even be a struggle. That's why we are now praying early. Another one, sharp. When did you just finish one? You have not given your life. It should excite you. I know it's labor, but it's exciting. Sometimes, some of you say, I know it. So we have prayer early. Say, But then you say, another time. You get better. Hallelujah. I know it. And it's going to, there's nobody. There's nobody that will do prayer early together. If you are not tired, you do not pray. That's just it. You must learn to give yourself. If you don't give yourself first, things we do in local church will be a struggle. We are talking about sensitivity of the earth. We say we are giving for believers. We say, we are giving again. Why did we just give for buying generator? You want to give again? Why is that a struggle for you? Why is it a struggle? To give to your local church is now a struggle. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. Something is wrong. And the same people, if robbers come to your house, thieves, you will joyfully carry all the money that you have. Take. I surrender all to you. They don't have to say to my phone. My second phone is inside. That's all I have. You can go. Praise God. But then, give in church, you start grumbling. Be careful for the weariness of the heart. Be careful. Maintain the glow. Is that clear? Maintain the glow. How will you join the church? How can you be listening to me and you don't pray with us? The teachings cannot affect your life. It's an entire package. Cannot have effect. You're listening and I call for prayer already. And you say, glory. We see on Thursday. Shonda. We now post it and I say, glory! I love Pastor, you don't love me. Oh, love me, Aparo. Oh, love me, I prepare like you, wah. Oh, love me, one give. Oh, give. What is the love? You don't even love Jesus. Don't talk of me. You don't even love yourself. Let's start from there. A man that cannot pray does not love himself. Pray so that you not pray. Have you heard that before? It's true. You've seen people run at us, get us before. Normal population on Thursday meeting. Look at we always much. Let's now call prayer early for tomorrow. On the last day, only two believers in the last. That's the selection. That's the selection. Oh, Pastor, no. I'm not in Lagos. I'm in Ilorin. My sister and every cousin's boss, friend, son. He's sick. They asked him to come and take care of him. What idea of prayer early day? The next prayer early day, you'll be in Kuton. You are Kano. Praise God. They gave themselves to the Lord. Are you still there? You still out there? Prayer is an integral part of your service. Look at that verse again. They gave themselves to the Lord and to who? And to who? You're not there. And to who? Us. Who are the us? The apostles. When you see someone, listen to me. When you see someone who is consecrated, he will be submissive to authority.
someone who is sensitive in his heart about ministry, he will be submissive to authority. He will be a loyal man. Not loyal milk. Loyalty. He will be a loyal man. I only obey the spirit of God, though. I only obey the spirit of God, though. Only, you know, when have you heard the spirit of God? Ask the person, when last did you hear the spirit of you? A boy. The fact that I even say that, she's like a demon is working the background layer of your life. You know, Photoshop. A demon is at the last layer. Oh, because he has spotted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your pastor that is now talking, I give you instructions. By the spirit of devil, if it's the spirit of God, and you obey the spirit of God, you obey him. The only reason why you are not permitted to obey yourself is that if he's not talking by the spirit of God, which that's not for you to judge. Hallelujah. Praise God. They gave themselves to us. So there's a giving that you have to do that is beyond material. Material giving is good. Of course, we always appreciate those who give materially to the church of God. That's the reason why we are holding services. Generator is not running on the word. We don't just speak the word and say, Matsu, leke, bread, no, shtedina, adulup, tadimpo, predin, that should run, amin, that should run, alakatu, sozop, pedin, kadin, you run, you don't stop. Well, as long as you have a service, Matsu, leke, diba, the manage, you run, shonda. Then, when first timers want to get their drink, we say, Padu, kala, kaba, mana, mala, ya, ibega. That's not what we do. Now, you don't think all those things, they run by the Holy Ghost. No. The Holy Ghost does not help us. He doesn't have a bank account. So we appreciate men who give, but give yourself first. If you give yourself, you give to your pastor, the man who teaches you will not be a stronghold. Some of you is a stronghold. You have never give yourself. Hallelujah! You know, it's not about just the money. Some people give pastor money and then immediately after they give. They're the ones that will still cost you. Yeah, didn't I give pastor 10k last week? Didn't I give pastor 15k? Why would I be rebuking me? So you give yourself. Say, I give myself. Hallelujah. Let's just say this. Can a Copeland say something? Which I from Pastor Noinka. Listen to me. Whenever, can a Copeland say, whenever he finds someone in their ministry team, just church, that he cannot rebuke, he sends the person away. He will call you and say, leave my church. He also said that whenever he steals from out, he can't just rebuke you. He will send you away. It's two things. It's either you are impeding on his boldness, which is not good for any preacher, or you are operating with a witchcraft spirit. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft means to manipulate thoughts. That's not witchcraft. Thought is witchcraft. Which means you are manipulating someone's stuff. We do it every day sometimes. You want to collect money from your parents? Yeah, coming, Tell me, but modify you. You should look at this thing. I manipulate that thought, that's witchcraft. It doesn't have to do with evil every time. That person is operating with witchcraft. Anytime you want to rebuke, just give pastor with money. Anytime you want to rebuke, find pastor with something. Just praise pastor. Kiss pastor. I will actually walk you out. I'll give you a recommendation of where you can go. Ask the enemy. But the guy was straight. I will not walk you out. You are in trouble. I will talk to you. That is you. I will help you find rebuke and I will give it to you. If you now want to leave, you will now give it your own for rebuke for you. Praise God. Now I will react to rebuke. And I come and point out. Just if you are a member of yourself that you have never corrected, member of your ministry that you have never corrected, what will rebuke carry? You have never done anything bad. I will help you look for something that you do that is bad. See, this is not wickedness. I am helping you. Because chances are that you are just hiding something. No man is perfect now. Why is it that I have not rebuked you before? If you are my church member, and I have not rebuked you, let that come and just say, Pastor, the way you come, we say no, man. Rebuke me.
will help you. I will put fire.
Pastor Ngao said,
you will put fire on your head. It's not even fire. It's not wicked fire.
Don't worry.
I know the term. You will put fire on your head. Wow, you will be born.
You will be born to be the future.
You must get this part of.
Hallelujah. One of the soul responsibility, roles of a pastor in the local church, is the freedom to instruct, to rebuke and to correct. A pastor must have that freedom. Watch yourself too. You make it hard for yourself to correct you. You put up attitude every time. You know, every time you put up attitude, you make it hard. Some people are easy to correct. And that's what they are getting. Some people are easy to correct. When you correct them, they change. When you correct them, they say, thank you. I'm sorry about that. I'm very, very sorry about that. I promise to change it. It never happened again. I've seen that. And it does not happen again. I've seen those are corrected. This church. And it does not happen again. Some people correct them.
My friend.
Thank you, sir.
And you're welcome. Next time, I just follow you.
And I'll just tell your creditor. See your face. You have ceased to become my own.
See yourself now.
Watch that word. Let it become yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they say, now they say you are too hard. I say that should be your glory. That should be your joy. That you have a pastor that can be handled. That will not give you princesses. That will not see you walking the road to hell like this. I will say, I'll be your cheerleader. Why is walking the glory? Why is walking the glory? He's going the good way. You are going to somewhere. And he said, go. I don't know how when you're there. You know what I'm saying? He's Yagba. Yagba and Henry. I don't know the story. Oh! Ah! I'll take the job. They put a pit. They put a mask. Just because we drop the elephant. The elephant was done today. You are just sorry. Maybe the elephant just. That's it. You want, is that what you want me to do? Even if you want it, I will not give you. I'll put fire on your head. You are even the one singing fire. You will receive fire. The pastor must be able to rebuke. The freedom to rebuke you is a blessing. Correct, so he's strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will send you away. Our approach. So check your heart. Check your heart. You know, sometimes Paul called people by the Holy Ghost. He called them fools. And it's just 3:1. They're people fools. Are fools. Jesus by the same thing, by the Holy Ghost. The fools, slow heart, that ordained and degenerate. Fools, slow heart, that was Jesus called it. Luke 24:25. Paul was Galatians 3:1. And he did that by the Spirit. I am saying a pastor should not be hard on you. You must cherish that hardness. Hallelujah! Praise God, are you listening to me tonight? You must cherish that hardness. See, my cell leader is too rigid. Cherish it. Walk on your own heart. Is that clear? For the word be preached to you. You don't tell me that this cannot run into pastor. What did I call you on Sunday? Remember? When you said something to your daughter, what did I call you? I can't remember. Okay, I said that's it. I will tell you. Is there somewhere I'm not afraid to talk to anybody here? As long as you're a member of this local church, I'll call you anything I want to do. And you cannot beat me. I'm in my house, come and beat me. Hallelujah. You can get it. You must learn. You know, you don't choose the way you are corrected. Say what? I know the correction, but you should not talk to me that way. The fact that you did, so that you should be corrected anytime. You don't
don't choose who you have rented. And you don't choose the person God chooses for you. You can't choose the person God will use for you. So you must learn to be humble.
Hallelujah.
He calls people little children. He calls people Cana.
Members of the church,
though. I cannot speak of you as a spiritual person. So Cana. Cana means you are born of the flesh. Born of the flesh. That's an insult to any believer. Cana. We are not based in Christ. Ah. We that we have all the gifts of the spirit in operation. First when you have one seven. First when you have 3 months, that's it. You are based in Christ. Galatians 10. I shall bail unto you as my little children. Christ will come to you. Little children. So you must cherish your people. Work for the sensitivity of your heart. Is that clear?
Yes.
Cherish your people. When you are rebuked, take to correction and be joyful for you. That's the attitude for correction. Be joyful. Is that clear? The writer of Hebrews says, the one with the Father loves is chaste. Correct. So two things. You give yourself to the Lord, of course, that's your local church. And then you give yourself to your pastor. The mind is that just say pastor. He approached and said, you like your pastor too much. No, I'm a pastor. I have a pastor. Every pastor should have a pastor. When you don't have anybody that can correct you, in your barrel. They say, you like the pastor too much. Everything, you say pastor said, you share. And then, who should I like you? The fact that you are saying this to me means I cannot like you. Hallelujah. Why are you jealous? If you don't like your pastor, it doesn't mean that every one of us are like you. Some of us cherish God's gift. Some of us know that we are better because some people answer the call of God. Some of us know that without some people's speech, we hear saying rubbish. We might have learned later on, but then error would have gone too much. So they held our eternity. But don't you think so? They saved us from damnation. They saved us from some regret that we have had on the last day. So it's not just about now. This has been will cherish forever. How do you hold your pastor? How do you hold your cellular, those who teach you the word, with and without? You think it's really not just to use the manual? Oh, you are crazy. Just use the manual. Why can't I give you the manual now? Why can't I just say, oh yeah, Daddy, that's what I will teach this MD next week. Hey, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Glory. So you never have. They work for it. It's all you know, this, yourself, that if you know the training they have received, it's just this few times. Run from it. They rebuke. Some of you have not seen me angry. Ask them. You don't see me rebuke you. I will rebuke you. I will say I'm forgiving you. But you cannot talk to me. That's what they so that's not like. I work at your back. Don't worry. He knows that they still worry. Not that I'm not forgiving us. I've got to forgive you. Who am I not for? But that's because that's training. And it's the training of the Spirit. And that's what we have in the local church. So in the less than 2 years. We are above a year. Hallelujah. That's the last time last year we will not say that. But glory to God. Progressive. We're not to you. But whatever we are doing now is what we will do in 15, 50, 100 years. Nothing has changed. The same rebuke we are seeing now. Except it's even get more. Local church. I've told you there's one word you can use logos on. What is that word? Order. O-R-D-E-R. We are soldiers. Ministry men. Not common. No, you are not a common man. And the work of ministry is not for base. That's why Paul says, don't give it to a novice. Hallelujah. Some people are novices. Novice. Paul says, lay hands on your no man. Don't appoint anybody into office anyhow. We start recognizing you when you start serving. People, do membership class. Do the exam. Pass it. You join the department. Not yourself, you just come around. I'm just letting people, No! No! You're not myself. Let's be clear ourselves. Hallelujah. Alright, now for this. So check your heart. Ensure it is where it's meant to be. Keep your innocence. I say it every time. Keep your innocence. Keep your innocence. Sensitivity of your heart. They gave themselves to the Lord and they gave themselves to the pastor. To us. No apostle to Philemon. And I said, Philemon, reconcile with that brother. No one said to Philemon. He said, Eli has not told you how you owe me your life. How Paul told to Philemon. Very, very well. He said, you call me your own very life. So you owe me your life. Yes. And I owe another my life. The moment you start knowing that ministry is what counts, you are getting started. Remember where you started from. Your church does not matter. Your position, whether you are the general manager or the minister of finance, whether you are the president of Nigeria. I told you, the president of Nigeria comes for a minute. He will sit where his time comes. If he comes there, he sits in front. He comes there, he sits in the back. The day it will happen, that will employ a man because he has money. Make sure you take it away from him. If he's a pastor, I can call you to the front. You're a pastor. Honor the call. Honor the grace. But because I need some behind him, just beside pastor sits. Just alone in jail. So we don't care about your money. I think it's your life. Praise God. Let's end with the scriptures. 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We read from verse 1 to 3 together. What to go? Would to God that ye could bear with me a little in my food. And indeed, bear with me. Verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. Read with me. For I have espoused you to one husband. That I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3 now. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. When it says mind, it meant your emotions and understanding. The word simplicity, my thought that means simple. No, more than that. That's actually the word simple devotion. Sincerity. Simple devotions, your sincerity. Many of us have been very simple until we started having some friends. You serve God sincerely, but you started having that association. What? How did the serpent corrupt his mind? How? As God said, he put a lie on the word. He put a lie on the word. Your friends, they put a lie on the word. They are everything short. Every time, short. If you don't have me, I'll be